It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Welcome back in, everyone, to Wolverines Weekly here on February 12th. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and we have a great program here for you today as we get the opportunity to talk with all of the JV coaches on how their seasons are going so far. Also chatting with Wadena Deer Creek AD Norm Gallant. That's coming up after the break here on Wolverines Weekly. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gallant. And Norm, just talk a little bit about what's been going on with Wadena Deer Creek Athletics.
Well, the last couple of days, of course, have been kind of crazy with lots of reschedules and things, but we're kind of wrapping up the winter season. We had our section dance at Wadena here last week, and that went really well. Maddie Johnson, of course, did a great job in her first year as our dance coach. We had the section Nordic ski meet, and it was our first time that we've ever attended that. Got to go up to that and watch our kids participate there, and just a real big shout out to Terry Olson and the job he did with our kids there. There aren't many coaches around like Terry that the way he works with kids and the way that he gets the kids to improve and just how much they enjoyed working with him. And it was fun for me to see. A lot like cross country, those kids are really good to each other, and really a cool event up at Maple Log.
And, like you said, had the dance competition here in Wadena and the Nordic Ski Meet. First, we'll start with the dance here. Just, getting to host that event and getting, like you said, a first-year head coach, getting to do all that. Just how cool is that as an experience for Wadena Deer Creek?
Yeah, I think we're really lucky. I've talked about that before in that just where we're located, we get to host a lot of things. We'll have section wrestling coming up, too. It's just a great deal for our kids to be able to compete at home. But it takes a real village to do those things. We have great volunteers and great workers, both with our wrestling club and with our dance folks, former alumni and parents and things like that. And then our former coach, Beth Machenbacher, kind of put that together for us and kind of helps run that. So she's done just a great job with that. Our trap team, Chelsea Goldberg, Mike Kinney, they get their kids to come in and run the concession. So it's really a great deal for us. And like I said, the wrestling club is just top notch when it comes to running the section tournament. And everybody likes to come to Wadena because we've got such a nice gym and a nice area for hosting things. So I'm sure we'll pick up a 5A basketball game here and there. Usually it seems like we get to host Nevis every year in the 5A boys basketball, and I know they like coming down. So yeah, we're really blessed to have the facilities to host that, and more importantly, to have the people to host and that are willing to come in and do those things.
And like you mentioned too, first year head coach Maddie Johnson, she was just on the program last week. She talked about how cool of an experience it was just getting to be first year in the program, obviously succeeding somebody like Beth, who has been here for years and years. Just talk about the job that she's done in her first season.
Yeah, boy, she's really a go-getter, really organized. And like a lot of our coaches, the thing that's impressive to me is just the relationships that she forms with the kids, being able to motivate those girls, and also just, to grow the program and give the kids a really good competitive year. So, yeah, no, she's top-notch, and we're looking forward to many years of having her at the helm of our dance team.
All right, and moving on now to the Nordic skiing here, getting to do that section meet, and it's the first year for that Nordic ski program, obviously. You just talked there about Coach Olson. Just in a first year of a program, I mean, it's not as easy as it looks to try and get a team together, get everything organized, and just get everything on the right track and kind of putting the kids in the best position to learn and grow. Just talk about how Coach Olson has done in that role.
Yeah, the thing about Terry is he's so he's so willing to learn things, and just his focus is on the kids improving every day, and those are things that you can control, working hard and getting better. And I think that's a perfect guy for a first year program. And I know the kids really enjoyed getting better, and there's not a more positive person than Terry, and I just see that program growing and growing. As I was sitting there watching, I thought, boy, there isn't a more Minnesota activity than this. I guess the only thing we could have been doing is ice fishing. That would maybe be more Minnesota than Nordic skiing, but what a truly neat event. And you know, you're out there in the snow and the weather, and it was just a beautiful event. As far as you know, you're out in Maple Log, which is rolling hills and trees, and just a really neat deal. So yeah, Terry does a super job, and you know, I know that program's on the right foot. So.
And one other activity over the last week was the one-act play, and Wadena Deer Creek advanced from the section that you guys hosted a couple weeks ago, and they did pretty well at the section meet there. Didn't quite get the opportunity to go to state, but still did pretty well.
Absolutely. You know, that's something I didn't mention, but yeah, we hosted section one-act, and Beth Hawkins just does a great job getting that all organized. And again, you know, it takes a lot of folks to do the things that we need to do for that. Had the good fortune to watch all those plays, and it was Wadena Deer Creek, Berthie Hewitt, Verndale, Pequot Lakes, Parker's Prairie, and New York Mills all competing in our subsection. And had a good fortune to watch all the plays, and they were all really good. And we won the subsection, so our kids did a great job there. And then we went to the section meet, was over at New York Mills, and our kids were third there, so did a great job. And I knew New York Mills kind of flipped it, and they were second, and DGF ended up advancing out of our section. But, you know, I know the amount of work the kids put in there, and, you know, year in and year out, we always put together a quality one-act program, and that's a great credit to Beth and what she does with those kids.
Yeah, and had the opportunity to see them at the subsection there. They did a great job with the play, and did really kind of sucked you in. It was a great performance by those kids. And just, you know, and that's the thing, you know, we talk about on this program here on Wolverines Weekly, we highlight all the sports, and we highlight everything. It's just coming it all together and seeing all these kids now. It's the kind of towards the end of the winter season, everything's wrapping up, or everybody's kind of getting to the head of their stuff. Just how cool is it to see all that hard work from these kids come to fruition?
Oh yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about. You do your winter activities for February and really performing at your best. And you know, I had a really good opportunity too. My daughter is a wrestler this year, and the Minnesota State High School League sanctioned girls wrestling, and she had the opportunity to go to Pine Island for an all-girls wrestling tournament. And as an old wrestling coach, I think this is just a super thing that they're doing. And over 100 girls were at Pine Island wrestling, and the quality of wrestling was just fantastic, and the girls really got to see what they can do. And they'll be having their section tournament at Sartell High School on February 19th. So those girls will have the opportunity to advance to the first ever sanctioned high school league state tournament for girls. And like I said, if you're a girl listening to this, hey, go out and join wrestling, because it's a great sport, and the lessons and the discipline and the sacrifice that you learn are second to none. And this high school league sanctioning this is a great thing, and the wrestling is really good.
Yeah. So. And that was something that head wrestling coach Brad Wallum said too, basically just kind of double down on what you're saying. It's a great event, and it's great to give those girls a chance, because before they didn't really get this opportunity.
Right, and the girls still, I mean, you know, girls wrestling is still kind of at its infancy in Minnesota, but, you know, it's still practicing with the boys, and for the most part wrestling boys during the year. But I think this is something, as we've seen in other states, I think it's going to grow. And then, you know, when we get that sort of level playing field where the girls are getting to wrestle against other girls, it's really, really quality, good wrestling. And, you know, it's the competition is great, and the camaraderie is great. And those are the great things about wrestling. And it's a nice opportunity for the girls to be a part of that, too.
All right. Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Activities Director Norm Gallen. And, you know, just some other stuff that's been going on here throughout this winter season. Obviously, this week there are a couple wrestling meets that kind of had to get postponed and all that kind of stuff. I know that that meet against Fergus is not going to get made up just because of how close everything is to sections. But, you know, as an activities director, never a dull day.
No, and this week's been rough. You know, usually spring is a crazy time, but boy, it seems like this year has been a lot of just weird weather and wind and terrible roads. When I drove up to Nordic Ski the other day, there was a car on the top, and I drove about 40 miles an hour the whole way up there. So it's just been one of those years where things have just been rough. But, you know, we've been able to get everything in, and, you know, you just modify and adjust and keep moving forward. So, it's been quite a winter.
And, you know, the theme of today's episode here, too, when we get to talk to some of these other coaches, is we're talking with some of the JV coaches and just kind of highlighting some of those younger kids. And, you know, you don't have to go down the line with every sport, but just with that, just, I mean, it's so important. And the varsity, sometimes it's always, they look at the varsity, but just talk about the JV kids and just seeing all them throughout the year. I know you've made stops here and there.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you're right. They're really an under-celebrated group of coaches. What you get at the varsity level is a direct result of what you have at your lower levels and all the way down to your youth programs. And I think one of the things that's really important is having continuity and consistency. And as you look at our programs, we have been able to develop that really over about the last 10 years as we've put good people in the positions that they're in, and we've been able to keep them for the most part. When you look at our assistant coaches, our JV coaches, C-squad coaches, we've had basically the same crew, especially in our winter sports, over a number of years. And that's what really builds a program, everybody getting on the same page, the kids know what to expect. And yeah, they're really the unsung heroes of our program as far as keeping things going in the right direction, so that when we get to the varsity level, our kids know what's going on, and they feel comfortable in the program. They've been well prepared. So, yeah, the results that we're having at the varsity level are a direct result of what they're doing there, and they do really a good job, and it's been fun to see. You know what, like you said, as an activities director, I get to kind of have my fingers on everything, and watching what's happening there is just really refreshing too. So,
talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Activities Director Norm Gallant. Norm, thanks so much for stopping in here for your monthly appearance, and it's great to talk with you and great to get that update from your perspective, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Yeah, that sounds great, and next time after I talk to you, we'll probably be done with sections and some of the state tournaments. So good luck to all of our athletes and activities participants as we hit the home stretch here.
All right. Hoping, too, that there's a little less snow on the ground by the next time we talk.
Sure,
we can never
so.
Guarantee it.
Right. Yep.
We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Take care. Thank you.
Welcome back here on Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined now with Wadena Deer Creek JV coach Alex Brockweiler. He coaches the boys basketball team JV. And, coach, just talk a little bit about how your season's been going.
Going pretty well so far. I believe we are 12-4, so in the wins and loss column, and having a lot of success. I think one fun thing about the season so far is we've had, I think, 8 or 9 of those, 16 games have all been decided in the final minute of the game. So it's kind of been fun, a lot of fun close games like that, and a lot of learning experiences for the guys, whether it's been a win or a loss in that final minute.
And just kind of talk about that a little bit. You mentioned it there, a lot of those games decided really close in the final minute. And just how important is that for a young basketball player to learn how to, one, just to be into close games, but two, just to learn how to win basketball games?
Yeah, I think it's actually probably one of my favorite drills to do in practice once in a while, to kind of put them in like last minute situations. Learning when it's the right time to foul, when it's the right time to keep the clock running, keep the clock stopped, when not to foul. So the more times you're in those positions, I think the better and the more it's going to help you when you're when you are at that varsity level, and obviously you have a coach there to help you out. But the more of that that becomes second nature for you, I think is a huge plus for the kids. And I don't, although I like to do it in practice, I don't think you can really quite just get the same type of feeling and intensity that that you do when it is an actual game. So the fact that we've had 8 or 9 of those experiences so far this year, I think is going to be huge and really pay off for those younger kids as they grow.
And just talk a little bit about some of those younger kids. Who have been some of the standouts on your JV squad this year?
Somebody we've had who's kind of actually started to play less JV because he's done so well. He's getting a lot of varsity minutes now would be Kobe Snyder. Some other players would be Lyric Haug, DeAndre Hammond, Charlie Bushinger, Simon Snyder, Jackson Brown. I could go down the list, but I guess overall I think the whole team has done a really good job of accepting their personal roles and working as a team. And I think the fact that, you know, we only have 4 losses so far this year is kind of a testament to how well a lot of those guys are playing with each other and adjusting to, different things we're seeing throughout the year.
And I know you and Coach Thunberg, obviously, on the same coaching staff, you guys have the same ideas of what you want a basketball team to look like. But obviously it's different because you're working with a different group of kids. So what is the identity of this year's JV team for the Wolverines?
It's probably a lot like the varsity. I think there's maybe a few random things that plays maybe or concepts that me and Kevin are a little different, but I think for the most part you try to stay the same, just because when you have a kid who is having a lot of success at the JV level, obviously the next step is to start playing some varsity. And the more similar I think that me and Kevin are, the easier it is for those kids to transition, and terminology stays the same and expectations stay the same, and it's just easier for them to make that jump.
And now, talking with you again about your team this year, what do you think is the one thing that they do well the most? Like, what's the one thing that you can hang your hat on and say, we do that better than anybody?
I would say one thing I've been really, really impressed with, especially as the year goes on, is it can be, especially in like those late game situations we've talked about, you call a timeout and you have a minute, you have 30 seconds to, kind of talk about what you need to do, what you're going to get done. You might draw something totally new up on the board. Here's a play we're going to run, or here's something we're going to do defensively. I would say this year's group, they've done a very good job at being able to take what we talk about in the timeout quickly and go out there and execute. And I think that's been a big part of why we've won a lot of those close games.
And obviously, everybody wants to get to play varsity. Everybody wants to get up there as fast as they can. But just talk about the benefits that these kids get to be able to get to that JV. The game just slows down a little bit for them, brings along that development. Just how big of an opportunity is it for those kids to get to play JV, even if they don't quite realize it?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I think the best way to get better at basketball is to play basketball. If you're if there was only a varsity season and you had to wait till you were a sophomore, junior, senior to play, obviously you wouldn't improve quite that much. But, one thing we have talked about, speaking of wins and losses, I try not to really focus quite as much with the boys at this level, because I think, the more we can just gain, you're not at that varsity level yet. The more you can improve, and there's improvements that can be done winning and losing. Obviously, everyone prefers to win, but the more they can improve and the faster they can improve throughout the year, the more ready they're going to be for the varsity level, and hopefully that comes sooner rather than later.
All right, and last question for you here, Coach. Just to tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Just talk about how long you've been with the program and just how great it's been to get to coach these kids.
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, I grew up not too far away from here, lived not too far away from Wadena. I actually played basketball against Coach Thunberg. We graduated the same year, so we had our own little rivalry back in the day. I was next-door neighbors with him in college, and then it kind of just worked out that the same year that I got hired, he got hired as the head basketball coach. So I ended up starting as the JV coach. And you know, we've been together for 7 years now, and it's been a lot of fun with him and been a lot of fun with the boys. I think we have a, you know, a great just team chemistry, and we have kind of started to build like a culture that we can enjoy and be proud of. And, you know, the more that we can work towards that year after year, I think the better we can feel about things.
Talking here with Wolverines boys basketball JV coach Alex Brockfeiler. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join in the program and talk about your kids and put the spotlight on them. And again, thanks so much for joining the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's always cool on this program to get to shine the spotlight on those kids and some of these coaches that don't get to come on every week and get to be talked about. So it's really cool. Also, didn't know that Coach Brockfeiler and Coach Thunberg knew each other and went that far. Again, it's another cool thing that we love to learn about, that I like to learn about, and that we hope that you guys like to hear and know more about these coaches and players and all that great stuff. Well, let's see what we can learn now as we talk with the JV coach over for the Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball team. Next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with the Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball assistant coach here, Wendy Gravel. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join in on the program and just talk a little bit about how your JV team has been doing this season.
Thanks for having me.
Just talk a little bit about just how your team is doing this season.
You know, we're actually doing not bad. We do have some rough games here and there, but our JV consists of, well, mainly our C team and then a couple of the varsity players that play first half for me. So as far as getting any practices in together, I don't get to do that. So overall, I think they do a great job of just working together out there for me. And as the season's progressed, we've gotten a lot better and more disciplined.
And just kind of talk about a few players who have really been putting in some key minutes or really been developing nicely this year.
Well, of course, first half, I have two varsity players that really are, I think, key minutes for my first half, and that's Allie Pavick and Peyton Gravel. They go out there and get some stuff done for me in the first half. And throughout the whole game, though, I have Jenna Dykoff, who works really well in the post, and she can put up a good shot and get some rebounds. And Lexi Lupkes is a guard for me. She goes out there and gets the outside shots and drives once in a while, but it's her three-point shot that is helps us out down the road. And then after that, it's the C-teamers, and they just bring a lot to the game as far as helping me out. And there it would be, I've got Jada Dykoff and Kennedy Ness as guards who come out and put out a lot of pressure for me and help me out in that sense. And Lily Parker and Tori Malik come in as posts and do a great job there of putting in some key minutes for me.
And, you know, you're talking a little bit about your players there. What would you say the identity is of this team that you have this year?
That's a tough question. I don't know that we have an identity.
I guess,
you know, with having such a mixed group, it's hard to make an identity. But I think, like I said, as the season's progressed, we've gotten better at our defense. So I think maybe if we had to pick the one identity that maybe puts us out there, it's we come out with a very strong defense.
And Coach, you know, you have the opportunity here to, you know, obviously you have the opportunity to coach your daughters and be on that coaching staff. Just how cool of an opportunity is that?
It's actually been really cool. You know, I've had all my daughters from third grade on up, and then to see them grow into really good basketball players and get to be there with them along the way and, you know, attempt to get my mom pointers in there when I can. But yeah, it's been a blessing to just be here with them.
And for those who don't know, just talk about how long you've been here with this Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball program.
I think I'm going on maybe 15 years. I started out as a volunteer with Keith Ferris, and then progressed my way and started out as a C-team coach because they didn't have coaches. And then I moved up to JV because they didn't have coaches and we didn't always have a C team coach. So I could fill that spot as a JV coach. And it's the perfect spot for me with my other job where I can't always get to practice on time. And Jordan is fantastic about just letting me get there when I can. Makes it quite nice. But otherwise, I've been JV coach. Boy, I've lost track now, but it's been quite a few years, I guess.
And, you know, just talk a little bit about your relationship with Coach Cressup on the floor. Like, what is, during games, I guess, during the varsity games, what is kind of your role as an assistant coach kind of on the sidelines?
You know, I'd say as assistant coaches, we try to just watch the game, see if the defense changes, if we have to change up what we're in on offense against their defense, if something's just not working, or if we recognize maybe they're overplaying and then we should run a play that would basically burn them. And because sometimes he's just a little more concentrated and everything else that, and maybe doesn't notice that. So we try to hone in on those things for him and then help him out in that way.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball JV coach Wendy Gravel. Coach, so thank you so much for taking the time to join in and talk about some of the stuff and highlight some of these younger girls. And just thanks for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
In our conversations with all these coaches, we get to just learn more about them and their backstories and their relationships with the players, and it's always just really cool to see, and it's really cool to just give you guys that sneak peek into these programs and just learn more about what they do on and off the court, and it's, again, just really, really cool. Well, we have more to come here on Wolverines Weekly, including some conversations with Scott Woods, talking about his JV players, also talking with the Wadena Deer Creek JV wrestling coach. That's coming up after the break here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD. Welcome back here on Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods. And coach, just talk a little bit about how your program has been doing.
Well, it's been good. We've had a lot of downtime. You know, we played on Saturday and played better than the outcome, but yeah, for the most part it's just been an off week. We had in our schedule here, we just had one game in our last couple weeks, and I think when we go back on that, we must have been either kind of a mix-up or we were thinking with COVID that we'd have some delays, and so it's not ideal, but we've made it work. What we've been trying to do is, you know, keep the kids motivated at this point. So we gave them Monday off for a long weekend, did some team building stuff the next couple of days. We went bowling for a day, which is just fun to get the guys together and do something different outside the rink. And then we actually kind of had a fun, like a pond hockey day. We have a backyard rink at our house, and we started a tournament maybe a month ago as a fun team building day, and then finished it up on Wednesday. So it's kind of fun just to get the kids out away, you know, from the actual facility for a few days and still work on stuff. And then tried to get back to it yesterday, but with school getting out early, we weren't able to do that. So we're kind of at the point we're sure hoping we get to practice today.
Right. And, obviously have one more game left on the schedule here with Sauk Rapids Rice on Monday. And just, what do you guys got to do in that one to try and finish the season strong?
I think we just need to come and play hard. And, you know, we started really well and had a good, it's been a good season all the way around. We had some tough opponents late, and been in a little bit of a scoring slump. So we're wanting to find that again. And sometimes a break's good for that, it's just, and that's why we did some different things. And like even being on the ice in the backyard, just doing some more fun, not normal drills, just stick handling things like that. So I'm hoping sometimes that brings a little spirit back too, with the kids after you've had a couple tough losses. Sometimes the mental part is more important than the physical part. So I think if we just come to play the way we have most of the year, we should be in good shape.
And coach, just kind of the vein of this episode here this week is talking about the JV players or some of those younger guys. And know you guys weren't able to have a JV team this year, but you still had a lot of young kids on your roster. Just talk about some of your younger players and the contributions they've made.
Well, we do, and I think that's the hardest thing is that we have so many juniors, and then we have, six seniors. I think we have 10 juniors, and then we get the other guys in there, and some of them have been in there on a regular shift. Gunnar Olson has been our goalie. He's played nearly every game and had a really good year. Jager Pettit's played a pretty regular shift as well. And, they're still, just like any other sophomore, there's some learning curve as they go and some definitely high notes for them as they go. And the hard part is not having the JV portion for them to get, you know, players like that that are playing varsity should also get that extra time to gain confidence in JV. Because then we've also got some other guys. We've got Nick Wright there that's a good young player that works his tail off every day. And Eric Benson and then Owen Hendershot's our other younger player that's there that they're doing everything right at practice. They've just got a lot of good players in front of them, and that's always the challenge. When you don't have that JV schedule, they don't get the practice time or the game time, excuse me, but they're doing everything right in practice. They work hard. They know their job is to push the guy in front of them and to try and take their spot. And you know, we've been very impressed with them on all that. They don't hang their head and complain about not getting to play because there's no doubt it's tough. You know, you go a long season like that and you don't get much game time. It's a challenge to keep motivated.
And just what does that say about your kids that you go through that season? And, you know, they're young guys, like you said, they don't get that opportunity to get a bunch of ice time, but making the most of those opportunities and developing, how promising is that for the future?
Well, I think it's really good, especially, you know, the way they've handled it. You know, because we've talked about our team all year and guys knowing their role. And sometimes that's a young guy not getting much ice time, trying to get better at practice and pushing his teammates. Sometimes that's a senior who's on their way out and realizing their role might be playing every couple shifts or only getting in the game a couple times. And I think it's been nice to see with this group because we're seeing it on both ends. You know, again, we've got a large group of juniors, but between our seniors and sophomores and freshmen, it's been kind of a nice mix that way. I think they're learning a lot from each other and making the team better. And again, hopefully, you know, our hope is that next year we can get back to having a JV schedule. It'll be a little tight on numbers, but just being able to get some more ice time for those guys really helps.
And, you know, going even younger than that, Coach, for those who don't know, why don't you just talk through the hockey process? Like when a kid wants to be in hockey in young elementary, where does that journey start and kind of how do they work their way up through the hockey program at Wadena Deer Creek?
Yeah, I think what's good to know is kids can start at any age. We tend to start younger than other sports, you know, for whatever reason, that's just the way it is. Kids can start at 4 or 5 years old and get out there. And, you know, they don't go a lot. They go a few days a week and it is a commitment, but, you know, it doesn't have to be as big of a commitment that sometimes it gets seen that way as it has to be super expensive and so much time. And, you know, it probably is more time than other things, but there's a lot of ways to manage that and have it be affordable, and it ends up being a good time. I know when I grew up, I started later than most kids. I didn't get into it until squirts, and my parents didn't know much about hockey, and they were supportive, and you know, and we kept it affordable and made it a good experience. And so, you know, for me, it's been a great thing all the way through. Here I am still doing it. What I find for kids is basically they can get into it. You know, and I guess I bring that up as well because sometimes kids don't start when the other kids do and they think it's too late to join. I mean, we've had kids that have joined in junior high and worked hard and caught up. We've had kids come over from other schools and start as a sophomore. You know, they may not get all the way up to speed with other kids, but they end up having fun and a good experience. And so, you know, basically they can start at any age. But they kind of work through and you have a MITE program in your younger years. Then as you get to, well, let's see, it's about third, fourth grade, kind of in that area, you get into squirts. And, you know, you have that for a couple of years and the next level is peewees, then bantams, you know, and that leads into high school. So they kind of each have their own level. You play for a couple of years and work your way up, you know, by age and eventually, you know, onto the high school team. So it's always been a fun thing to have. You know, it's a good program to have in the community, and it's a challenge sometimes because we're a smaller community trying to field three winter sports, you know, but we try and make the best of it and include other surrounding schools, and that's been a big positive to kind of help not only hockey but the other sports to continue to survive as well.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods. Coach, thanks so much for joining the program and talking about some younger kids and kind of giving the spotlight on them as well, and we'll chat at you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time again.
Really cool stuff to hear there from Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods talking about how his younger players didn't have a JV season, kind of had to go a different route and, you know, didn't get as much maybe ice time as they wanted to, but making the most of that situation and still trying to develop as much as they can. It's great to hear. Now let's move over from the rink and let's move over to the mat and talk about how some of those JV wrestlers are doing. Next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with the Wadena Deer Creek JV wrestling coach. It's Ben Henley. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join in on the program and just talk a little bit about how your season's been going so far from the JV.
We've had a good season this far. We got a lot of young kids kind of in that 7th through 9th age level A lot of first-year wrestlers. So this year has been just getting better month over month, and the kids have definitely shown that.
And just talk, you know, you mentioned some of the younger kids you guys have, first-year wrestlers. Talk about the unique opportunity it gives you to kind of start with these kids and really get to mold them the way you want to.
Yeah, wrestling is, I mean, whether you're familiar with it or not, it's a pretty physical sport, very demanding. So with those, you know, those green or younger kids, the biggest focus is just teaching them the basics and, you know, just improving. When you go out there on the mat and, you know, you don't have the success you want right away, especially when you're new, it can wear on you physically and mentally. So me and the other coaches, do what we can to make it fun. You know, teaching that basics, and just as long as they're improving, those kids really enjoy it and want to stay in the room and get better.
And for those who don't know, just talk a little bit about what the JV season entails for a wrestling team.
Yeah, so JV, well, I guess wrestling's a little unique in the sense we don't have a formal JV team like other sports. So there's varsity and then junior high and JV kind of mash up. There are 5th through 8th tournaments. There are 7th through 9th tournaments. And then there's, 7th through 12th JV events as well. So at that age level, the 7th through 9th, and even, I guess, the 5th through 9th, the priority and the goal there is just getting those kids matches. So we do that with all the aforementioned ways with area teams, area tournaments, again, just getting them that experience and getting them better.
And who have been a few of those kids that you're working with, some of those younger kids, those JV level of players that have really taken a big step this season?
Yeah, we, some first-year wrestlers, Hudson Schultz, he's a 7th grader. He's shown a lot of improvement. Jaden Kenny, 8th grader, also showed a lot of improvement this year. There's some others on the top of my head. Dayton Putnam shows a lot of potential, works hard. And Gage Malik, I mean, the list goes on and on. All those kids really deserve a name recognition. But, I can't name all of them on the top of my head.
And, you know, like you said, you get the opportunity to work with these kids and get to kind of build them up in the fundamentals. What does that look like in practice every day when you're trying to kind of build those kids up?
So in practice, we do have those 7th through 12th. So those older kids that have the experience, and it's really nice to have them in there as role models. Those younger kids can kind of look up to them, see what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and take after that. But with those younger kids, as far as the conditioning goes, they're doing everything that, you know, those 12th graders are doing. So that, I think that helps a lot, getting them to get to that conditioning level early and often. But us coaches, you know, we do cater the technique, you know, to a more experienced wrestler, to a less experienced, and we'll spend more time with those younger wrestlers to really make sure they get down those basics and the technique down.
And talking a little bit too, you mentioned kind of those younger tournaments, those tournaments more for those JV level kids. And when you're in those tournaments, is it more of like, for those kids, is it more of kind of getting down to that level because they're not quite as strong, the technique isn't quite as developed? Kind of what's that level between JV and varsity?
A lot of it, I mean, strengths really vary from kid to kid, you know, speed, size, obviously, you know, there's weight classes, so not really ever wrestling anyone bigger or smaller than you. So really it just comes down to the experience, right? Those 7th through 9th, that level, that's good for them because more or less they're wrestling other kids from other towns with the same skill level. It doesn't always match up that way. Obviously you'll have some good kids in the JV realm, and you'll have some maybe less experienced kids in the varsity realm. But again, that level is really just trying to get the matches and like similar competition matches.
And last question for you here, Coach. Just talk a little bit about yourself and how long you've been with this program and just how great it's been to be on this coaching staff and get to coach up all these kids.
This is actually my first year wrestling. I've taken a, 5-year hiatus from wrestling. I wrestled my whole career all the way up with through 4 years of college. And now this is kind of my first opportunity to get back to the program. I've enjoyed it a ton. I've really enjoyed working with the kids, and I've grown a lot from it. And I just hope that I've shared some experience and some knowledge with these kids, and I hope they just keep getting after it and wanting to stay out.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Wrestling Junior Varsity Coach, it's Ben Henley. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to stop in the program and get to highlight some of these younger kids, and we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.